It's late and time for an update on my 7-inch to 11-inch progress. So I've been testing a bunch of Windows 8.1 tablets. Yeah, the Dell Venue 8 Pro, the Asus VivoTab Note 8, and of course the Toshiba Encore WT8 that I've had for a while. Just trying to work out whether these 8-inch devices are really fitting in. And I have to say that the Dell Venue 8 Pro is a really nice device. It absolutely fits in the hand perfectly. It looks gorgeous. This all black front fascia of the Dell Venue 8 Pro is absolutely fantastic. And the back, this sort of concentric circle rubberized back that they have on the Dell Venue 8 Pro is really nice. The problem is it's an 8-inch Windows 8 tablet and it doesn't have a digitizer stowed on board. And what I mean by that is that if it doesn't have a digitizer stowed on board, a pen stowed on board, it doesn't have a digitizer because you're going to leave it at home. You're going to forget it. You're going to lose it. Something's going to happen. There's only one device that has the digitizer on board that really makes Windows 8 desktop come alive and be usable, and that's the Asus VivoTab Note 8. And I'm really enjoying it. It's not just because of the digitizer. It's because it's actually really a well-rounded 8-inch tablet. So I'm going to be doing a whole load of comparisons on umpcportal.com between the Asus VivoTab 8, the Asus, what was that? The phone pad or pad phone. I'm not sure which one it was. The pad phone, the €220, 3G enabled Android 4.1 device. Really cheap device. Just trying to compare that to the Windows 8 devices and trying to work out which is going to be good for reading, which is going to be good for system admin, which is going to be good for games. And then looking at the 10-inch devices as well. And as you may have heard on the earlier podcast, the earlier audio boo, is that I'm really quite positive about the 10-inch devices. I think the 10-inch devices are where it's at, are where there's going to be a possibility to make progress for Windows 8 in some sort of marketplace. The Windows 8 is struggling. They need a target market. And I think the 10-inch to 11.6-inch market is really something they can go for. Something where the form factor is just right for Intel Bay Trail and the next generation to compete with fabless devices with high processing power with full Windows web experience, some gaming, and of course the desktop. That's where the desktop comes alive on a 10-inch plus device. It doesn't come alive on the 8-inch device, but it comes alive on the 10-inch device. So stay with me. We'll see what we can do to promote and present the Windows 8 devices and to call out the differences. If it's crap, we're going to call it out. My name's Chippy, at Chippy on Twitter. You're listening to this on Twitter. And I'm on umpcportal.com and ultrabooknews.com. Thanks for listening. I'll speak to you again soon.